Bloomberg Brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And Bloomberg Briefs brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, oil spurts higher and then drops again, halting gains after the biggest jump in almost 2 months. This, as Iraq said, it raised output to a record ahead of talks between the world's largest producers about freezing output. Christopher Sell edits our Bloomberg Brief on oil and joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Chris. So it doesn't sound like a lot of these nations are very serious about freezing output when you have Iraq raising it to record levels.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It seems that way, doesn't it? I mean, I think it'll be almost a relief, I think, when come Sunday they all finally get together in Doha on April the 17th and actually get around the table and discuss this. Because, as you said, Iraq has come out and said they've raised output to record level in March. It's gone up to 4.55 million barrels a day last month, according to their state-run oil marketing company. So they've gone up. The rest of the world is just looking and thinking, as you say, scratching their heads almost. It's hard to see how there can be any kind of bullish news that will come out of this meeting when you consider the people involved, who's going to gain, who's going to lose from either freezing output or, as maybe we expect, Iran will increase output, keep increasing output.
Yeah, and we heard Saudi Arabia earlier say, we're not going to do it unless Iran does it.
Exactly. I mean, and that's what's happening in the market. You know, ever since, frankly, we got wind that there was going to be this meeting several weeks back, the market has really just fluctuated. You know, it's very volatile at the moment. It doesn't take a lot to spook it or to buoy it, if you like. It's going up and it's going down several percent on any kind of news. And so it's been increasing. You know, it's gone up since around from $26 a barrel, I think, when this news came out that they were going to have some sort of freeze talk. It's been around $39, $40, $41 for Brent in the last few days, around the last 4 weeks, if you like. And that's all based on just what might or might not happen. As you say, when the news came out that Saudi Arabia's deputy crown prince said they will only freeze output if Iran joins, then understandably the market reacted very badly and went down several percent almost immediately. And that just goes to show how much weight people are putting on any kind of news. But again, just a cursory look at the oil market will tell you that it doesn't make any sense for Iran to freeze, and there's no way Saudi Arabia will let Iran cut into its market share. I mean, that's what's underpinned, if you like, the entire oil market for the last 18 months, is Saudi Arabia's decision to try and keep its market share by letting oil flood the market. And for Iran to come out and freeze after being sort of out of the loop, if you like, with sanctions for the last 4 years, makes no sense from their point of view either. They've missed $100 a barrel plus oil for the last 4 years, and there's no way now they've just come back to the party, if you like, they're going to freeze. It doesn't make any sense. They won't do it, and Saudi therefore won't either. So we just go round the houses here.
Yeah, and even if there was an agreement, would traders, if let's say a tenuous agreement, would traders have much confidence in that?
I don't think I would. I'm not a trader. I mean, look, you know, there's 13 confirmed OPEC members meeting. There's going to be Russia as well. There's several other producers. Ultimately, there's very few producers who are actually able to increase production. Iran is one of them. Libya, if you like, can also raise output. Iraq, as we've said, has raised output, but they could potentially cap it again at a high level, but they would cap it. But there's very few players who have the ability to actually raise output in this as Saudi can, or as Iran or Libya can.
Let me quickly bring the focus before we let you go to oil over here on this side of the Atlantic. The EIA drilling productivity report out today. Just a few seconds left here.
What's of course, yes. So this is the EIA's look at shale productivity for the month ahead. Interestingly, last month they said that the Permian shale play actually was expected to drop by 4,000 barrels a day. That was the first time since June 2015. So it's going to be very interesting to see this this report, which comes out today, as you said, whether it's going to continue a decline, and therefore is that an indication that overall shale producing regions are actually seeing a reduction in oil?
Christopher Sell edits the Bloomberg Brief on Oil. You can read Chris's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at BloombergBriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go.